What is baked in a large cake made of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
Okay. What, are there more than one kind of cornbread?
Yes, there are a number of kinds of cornbread. There's corn sticks, corn muffins, corn pones.
Now, what are corn pones?
Corn cones for the old-fashioned. We don't see those very much, but it was cornbread made with just boiling water and lard and salt. Nothing else. And you make it in a little loaf with your hand and put it in, bake it in the stove. It's perfectly delicious.
Oh, is it good?
Yes, very good. You have to have a very hot stove to do it because it has to brown on the outside. I mean, get real brown on the outside and then it's soft inside. And then there is a hoe cake, which is made of the same kind of cornmeal, only flat and on a skillet, baked that way and turned over on each side, baked on top of the stove. That's very good too. That's a hoe cake.
Okay. Now, does either of these have a little bit of onion or green pepper
no,
mixed in them?
No.
Can you think of what that is?
That is a, I should think of, used with fish. Well, that's made with fish. Hush puppies.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you know what a corn dodger is?
Well, it's the same sort of thing as a corn hoe cake that I imagine. I don't know, but I think that's... But we don't call them that, corn dodgers, here.
Okay. Okay, I think we quit here. It's a good stopping place.
Yes, that's a good stopping place. I want to get something straightened out before we get started.
Okay.
I mean, on my, you asked me about the education and my families and so forth the other day. You know, my grandmother's father, I told you, was the bookman that had the bookstore and so forth. Well, he, of course, made quite a bit of money back then before the Civil War, because he furnished libraries for all the lawyers in the South and such old paper. But, and so he said his... Our oldest son, the one up there in that little frame with the little doors, went to the University of Nashville, and then he went into the Civil War, into the Confederate Army, and died there when he was just 21. Then the second son, he sent to Yale, and that was in 64, I guess, and he graduated from Yale in 68. Then the third son, was just the end, just before the end of the Civil War, my grandfather took him up to try to get an appointment for him into the Navy. And they went to Washington just before Lincoln was assassinated. They were to see Lincoln because my grandfather knew Johnson, who was the vice president, you see. And Lincoln couldn't see him that day, and they went on to New York. And while they went, and they were coming back, and while they were in New York, Lincoln was assassinated. And so when they came back to Washington, my uncle said that was the first official act of Johnson's was to appoint him to the Naval Academy.
Oh,
so
yeah.
he graduated in 1869 and retired as a rear admiral in 1910.
Oh, that was a long service.
Well, that
that's
was
40
just
years.
Four years. No, yes, that was, yes. Then... all the sisters, the girls in the family, my grandmother, all went to the Nashville Female Academy, which was a very famous girls' school here. And that finished up at the Civil War. And my mother's generation, they didn't have any money. You see, all the boy after the war, everybody was strapped, and they went to the public schools. I went to a private school, and my daughter graduated from Vanderbilt University, so that's the story.
Got it.
Another thing I found out, I remembered what a cord of wood.
Oh, that's
a cord of wood is 4 feet 8 by 8 feet. If they pile it up, and that's the way they